Paul, the good news is the win, the scoreline, and you're into the next round. But at what cost to your strikers?
Not sure at the minute. Omar with his quad and JP with his ankle, so we'll see how they are. But I have to say a very good win, and you only have to look at some of the other scores to emphasize that.
Strange sort of game. You played well in patches.
Yeah, I didn't think it was ever going to be, a completely pretty game from getting up this morning and seeing the weather. The rain abated, but the wind, and I have to say, and this isn't said to the players at half time, it's not an excuse for some of bits of play at times, but the ball is very different. There's no getting away from that. You get a few to train with, but not enough. Kind of running around the training ground to try and get them back. But it is a very different football than what we're used to playing with, and that's of course for both sides. But in today's conditions, they are certainly lighter, and it probably didn't help. Goal kicks and things like that for the keepers in particular.
A great goal by Connor Townsend to set you off. I mean, Omar's quite often on those free kicks. Connor claiming his goal and claiming the free kicks from now on, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, look, Omar. I've seen Omar score goals, not for us just yet, but gone close on a couple of occasions. But Connor has scored one in his first loan spell here at the other end, and today, I've seen him score two for the Hull under 21s, and when he stepped up, he's very confident. And Omar won the free kick, and then sort of moved away. So it was, clearly Connor that was going to hit that one, and like you say, a bit of quality got us in front.
2-0 at half time. Did you think then game over?
We spoke about the next goal being important, and in fairness, I think it was 3 minutes in, I looked at the scoreboard and just thought, we could go on and get quite a few more, because they'd push right up the pitch with the wind. I felt there was a lot of space to exploit. We missed a couple of chances, and then the sucker punch came. We gave the ball away, Aish up the pitch, but gave it away nonetheless. And they ended up with Richard Tate being under pressure on a 2v1 situation. The lad cut inside, and I have to say it's a great finish from his point of view.
And for 10 minutes after that, they had their best spell, didn't they?
Yeah, and that's the FA Cup, I think. What I would say is he committed a lot of men forward, and it wasn't a what you'd class a, and well, it was a cup tie. If that's a league game and you're playing against someone in your league, it's very unusual if you see him commit as many men forward, and it did leave them, vulnerable at the back. It just took a little bit longer than I would have liked to exploit that. We missed some good, or missed a few chances and a few situations that we didn't take full advantage of. But overall, to score five, we've had hit the woodwork twice. We've had a goal disallowed and missed other chances. That's, not bad for a team that probably wasn't firing on all cylinders.
What would you like in the next round? Any preferences?
If there is such thing as an easy game, still the easiest game possible to try and get into the third round. That's what I'll take.
And what about your strikers? Assuming they're both going to miss Tuesday, I bet your thoughts are already turning to who's going to play there. Will you be able to get anybody in loan in time for Tuesday?
I can try, but again, what I want to try and find out first is a rough idea of, first and foremost, are they going to be out? Then, if so, how long? And if they were both out, if the phone calls are fruitless, then I've got to think of how we can possibly line up. But that's a downside of today. The positives were the result, getting into the next round. The crowd, I think, was a decent crowd, I have to say. And credit to the St Albans fans that made the journey. And getting some players back out there, like Sandy Monkhouse, Scott Brown, Josh Gowling came back in. Getting Gregor on, although he's now saying his thigh's tight. So there's a few certainly to assess. But overall, there were, quite a few positives from that game. In one that, in truth, was very little to gain today. Obviously, the big thing is to get through. But that if you don't win, that your questions are going to be asked. As I said, 5-1. Albeit it took a little bit longer to have that comfort, is certainly a good victory.